Last Friday night, I preached on the imminent return of the Lord, and I just about changed my message back to that one when they sang that song. I like that. Yeah, I believe it's imminent. My heart's been blessed in this meeting. It's getting so in such a condition in the Northwest up there that we hardly have anyone we can have for a revival meeting. Maybe some of you'll be hearing from us. Brother Garner's up there first in the Northwest. We filled him up with plums. Brother Harvey was over at Tacoma. We enjoyed him when he was there. I don't know if anybody else here has been to Seattle or not. Oh, Brother Clark, we just about got him there. Just about. We were going to have him, we had a breakup just before he got it. He said that usually happens after he's been there. But anyway, we hope to get him up there. Anyway, I've been wanting to meet the Hillies for some time, and when I heard he was going to be here, it just blessed my heart, and thank you for that message last night. I'm going to preach it in Seattle, but it's okay. Brother Hancock, I met him at school, and Brother Don said he hadn't met me, but I met him at Bryant Station on Wednesday night, just for a minute. I'd like for us to turn in the Word of God this afternoon to the Book of Acts, the fourth chapter of the Book of Acts. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believe. If that was the only scripture it teaches that people have to hear the word, that's all we'd need. I have no time for those that teach eternal justification. I tell you. I was down here, and just I want to stop for a minute, in Kentucky, and 1955, when the hard shell element came into Lexington, the Lord moved me back to Seattle, and I learned the doctrine of grace here, but he took me back up there and leveled me off. I learned the church down here in the South, church truths in the South, and I believe that the Baptist church is the bride too. I love the church that Jesus built. But anyway, I have no time for those that are hyper-Calvinists or hard shell. They're no better than those that are Armenian. I mean, we need a balance. We need a balance. And I agreed with what you preached, Brother Kelly, last night. Right, you put it together like I believe it too. All right. Fifth verse. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power, by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he's made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor to teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was about 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatening. And grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word. They speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spake the word of God with boldness. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Our gracious and loving Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We come to thee this afternoon in that name which is above every name. The name of thy Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The one who knew no sin but became sin in our behalf. We just claim the blood this afternoon as our only access into thy presence. We come to thee in the person of the Holy Spirit. We ask, O God, today that we may all be emptied of self, filled with the Holy Spirit. And O God, we ask today that thou will meet with us and bless. That thy word may live in our midst. And O God, we just ask that thou will take the words home to our hearts today. We'll be careful to give thee the praise and the glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to speak from the 31st verse there. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. Where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spake the word of God with boldness. First, I want us to spend a few minutes concerning the subject of prayer. I believe that this is the greatest need amongst us preachers today.
Amen.
I don't believe that there's much accomplished without prayer.
Right. Amen.
When I remember in Seattle, I worked for about 14, 15 years, full-time for maybe 12, 13, and part-time for a couple. And I asked the Lord that if He would make it possible for me that I might be full-time in the ministry, that I would try to practice what we find in the 6th chapter of Acts. Let's read there. And in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglecting the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it's not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. I believe that our work is a work that's a full-time work.
Amen.
I believe that we need to, the first missionary, I believe, in the church should be the pastor full-time.
Amen.
Full-time in the Lord's work. It's not reason that we should leave the Word of God and serve tables. Who else goes and prepares themselves for a work, a doctor or engineer or lawyer, and then goes out and digs ditches in order so they can just preach in part-time? I'll tell you, it's a full-time job. It's not reason that we should leave the Word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you, 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, that we may appoint over this business. In verse 4, but they said, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and ministering of the Word. Oh, I tell you, that's so needed today.
Amen, brother.
So needed. I'd like for us to turn back to 2 Kings. 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. I've got 4 points, but I'll never get through the first. But 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And so I'm going to skip some of this. We remember the Shunammite woman? Remember how that Elisha came there? Well, I've got to read a portion of it. In verse 8. And it fell on that day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. And she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned and fitted to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God. Oh, listen today. We as preachers ought to seek after a holy life to be more godly in our lives.
Amen.
I perceive that this is a holy man of God. I believe in progressive sanctification. Oh, I tell you. Someone has said, a holy man in the hands of a Holy Spirit is something God will use. I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. In Hebrews 12:14, it says, follow peace with all men, and holiness or the sanctification which without no man shall see the Lord.
Amen,
what was the purpose of God choosing the people? You know, oh, I tell you what, I preached on that last Sunday morning. That's another sermon. What is the purpose of God choosing the people? Look back and see. Let's see what God's Word says about it. You know, a lot of people, first thing someone say, oh, get them busy, busy beavers, you know, just get them out, get a lot of profession. But look at what the Bible says. You know what? You could hear it. Ephesians 1:4. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. Why? Because we were holy? No. It says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. Oh, I tell you. Yes, I think a lot of times our problem is with us. I was reading a book this past week. You know what the man said? Any preacher that doesn't spend 2 hours a day in prayer isn't worth his salt, whether degrees or no degrees. How does that fit us? If we have 4 hours, I believe, for our study, or in our study, I believe half it should be in prayer. Every revival that you read in history, men literally spent days and hours in prayer.
Amen.
That's why we're not seeing. God is there. We have, where's the God of Elijah? Waiting for Elijah to call.
Amen. Yeah.
Where is he? Oh, I tell you, there's so much on this subject of prayer. I perceive that this is a holy man of God. A holy man of God. You know, a sermon lasts probably 2 hours on the Lord's Day. But the man lives 7 days a week.
Amen.
How is our life before God and before others? You know, I don't mind a joke once in a while, but I believe, like Brother Hill said, behind here is a place where a serious place.
Amen.
Serious place. Over there in the 13th chapter, 1 Kings, speaking about the false prophet, the lion prophet. He wasn't supposed to eat or drink. He was supposed to go back another way. And the old prophet came out. He said, I'm a prophet also. He was. But he lied to him. And that prophet gave in and went home with him. Went home. You know, I tell you what. We better stick with what the Bible says. And even, and not listen to some so-called prophets. We better listen to what the Word of God. Let us go on. In this chapter, it tells about Elisha coming there, and this woman had, they prepared a place for him that he could come and they build a little room there for him. Have you had your cinnamon woman? I tell you what, I remember times in Seattle, and we were struggling with 7 children. Lord, a lot of times used a widow lady to give me a dollar, and I would thank God and go and get 5 loaves of bread for it. He has ways of taking care of our needs. Our children said, well, we never had it really too good, but one thing, we never missed a meal. Oh, I tell you, the Lord is good. And so we see she provided for him, and let's read right here. Verse 14, and he said, what then is to be done for her? And Jehazah answered, verily she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about the season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. The woman conceived and bare a son. At that season, Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life, remember how the child became ill and died. And she went to look up the man of God. Verse 22, and she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run to the man of God. And she came to him. And verse 25, so she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. Came to pass, when the man of God saw her far off, that he said to Jehovah his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray to thee, to meet her. And say to her, it is well with thee. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered, it's well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Jehovah came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord God had hid it from me, and had not told me. Then she said, did I desire, son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Jehovah, gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thy hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. If any salute thee, answer him not, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. You know, that's the way we do sometimes. We just throw the word out. But how much prayer is behind it? How much concern goes with it? Let us read on. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he rose and followed her. And Jehovah passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. He was dealing here with a child who was dead. We're dealing with people who are no less dead. They're spiritually dead. And I believe that God is the one that's able to make them alive. Someone has said it's a great thing to talk to God concerning men. But it's a greater thing to talk to God concerning men. I don't want to even go out and talk to people unless I first have time in my closet, that I might go out there in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'll tell you, it's so needed today. That's the next point. But anyway, let's go on. Back to Acts. Back to Acts, the fourth chapter. I'm trying to hurry in those people that put you on 30 minutes. That's just kidding. In James 5:13 through 18, we'll just mention, speaking concerning how it says there, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, availeth much. Had a dear brother in Portland, passed. The Lord took him home at 66 years of age, colitis. Godly man, Brother Beerall. He used to say that more mothers travail more over the second birth of their child than the first. Where are the ones travailing today? Oh, I tell you, we need it. Thank God I have a wife that I wake up in the middle of the night. She's not there, but I hear her crying out on behalf of those children. He tells us over there, when Zion travails, she brought forth children. Yes. One of my buddies in school used to say, a dry-eyed church, hell-bound world. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face. He said, we'll find him if we seek for him with all of our heart. I don't know how it is with you, brother. When I'm out in a meeting or a conference, I don't sleep much. The Lord has me up most of the night. getting a fresh message from God. We got too many dead messages from dead preachers given to dead people.
Amen, brother.
We need fresh preachers, fresh messages from God. Oh, may God help us. My people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. There's a sermon there on my people. My people. Over there in Jeremiah says, my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. Hewn out broken cisterns that can hold no water. Humble themselves. Pray. And it says to turn from their wicked way. Yes, we ought to be the example, shouldn't we? Many will hear. What happened there when they prayed? Huh, the place was shaken.
Amen.
As they were assembled together. I remember one conference in Seattle. After a Saturday night, my wife and I were cleaning up for the next day, and after I got through, I walked in the back room with about 9 or 10 preachers on their face crying to the Lord. Oh, I tell you. We had a good one in Garner's when you were there, Brother Garner, didn't we? Oh, I tell you. We need to be in business with God. The place was shaken. What next happened? This is something in the whole message. Oh, I tell you. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Baptist meeting. Ephesians 5:18 says, be not drunk with wine wherein excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, listen. The Holy Spirit does not come upon programs or organizations or gimmicks. It comes upon men of God.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I tell you. When we come to that place, we have no unconfessed sin in our life. Why? What hinders us from being filled with the Holy Spirit? Sin amongst us, preachers. Gossiping. I know I've been guilty too. Oh, I tell you, I pray in morning, God, that the Lord will set a watch on my lips. I heard a message on tape one time by Milburn Cockrell on gluttony. There's a scripture that says about if a man be given an appetite, to be put a knife to his throat, too. That's bad to preach at a conference. But I mean, we're to be an example in everything. Let us go. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16, it says, walk in the Spirit. And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. There's much we could speak. Another place it tells about praying in the Spirit. I wonder just how much when we get home, how much our praying would have been in the Spirit. Or in the flesh. Our time is up. Then the last. When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And what was the result? They spake the word of God with boldness. Oh, I tell you, when you're prayed up and you're filled with the Spirit, no one's going, I don't care who it is, I'll talk to them about the Lord. I always have my pockets full of tracts, ready to give them. If I don't have time to talk to them, I give them the Word of God. You know something? It's really something. Over there in the 6th chapter of Matthew, it says, when, you notice here it says, and when they pray. Over there in the 6th chapter of Matthew, it says, when you pray. First it says, when you give, or you do it that's not to be seen in there. When you pray. But it also says in there, when you fast. I'd like to see a conference sometime or a revival meeting where people would fast and pray. I think we'd see some things happen. God, I mean, we can't work it out, but I believe that God can lead us to it. And when people would, I believe that we have the same God who is able to hear and answer, the same God that Elijah. May the Lord take these words home. When they had prayed, the place was shaken. When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled. Now I'm told over there in Ephesians 5:18, that carries with the Greek context, it says continually filled. Is that right, you Greek men down here? Do you have any? Continually filled. In other words, we're leaky vessels. It's not being filled and then that's it. Being constantly filled. We need to be daily filled with the Holy Spirit. Over there in 1 John 1, we walk in the light as He is in the light. The blood of Jesus Christ continually cleanses us. Brother John.
Amen. Amen. Amen.